Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
WNIT Celebration Week continues for Indiana women's basketball, and today we check in with senior guard Tyra Buss on what it felt like to play in front of a record crowd of over 13,000 people and hoist the first trophy in the program's history. She reflects on how the Hoosiers held their nerve and how they rode the wave of that record crowd to victory.
You know, it was huge for us, and I think, you know, the crowd kind of erupted too with those threes, and so that got us, you know, going a little extra as well. You know, like Coach Morin said, the crowd was just tremendous today, and for them to give us the energy that, you know, that we needed, especially with those back-to-back threes, and then it just kind of got us going, and then we really turned it up on the defensive end. I know Coach, you know, challenged us, you know, to just tough it out, and we had to fight, you know, because, you know, we weren't really fighting there in that third quarter. They went on a run, and so we really kind of, I thought, did a really good job in the fourth.
The Hoosiers held their guest Virginia Tech to just 13 fourth quarter points while scoring 22 of their own to take a one-point deficit and turn it into an eight-point victory. Indiana, WNIT champions. What does this mean to Tyra Buss and the Hoosiers program?
I think, you know, it's just definitely a special moment knowing that, you know, the time was running out, and I knew that, you know, we were going to win the game. So it's definitely really special to, you know, see all of our teammates so happy and so excited because, you know, we've come a long way with the starting from the beginning of the year until now, and we've made so much growth, and, you know, it couldn't have ended any better, you know, especially for Amanda and I. But I'm really proud of my teammates, and I wouldn't rather have won with any other group.
In true Tyra Buss fashion, she played all 40 minutes of the championship game and led the Hoosiers in scoring with 16 points and was named the WNIT Most Outstanding Player. She will also go down as the Most Outstanding Player in IU women's basketball history. We'll have more on Tyra later this week. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The other half of the senior dynamic duo from Indiana women's basketball, Amanda Cahill, checks in. The senior from Ohio finishes her career on a bittersweet note, but a memory that will never be forgotten or replaced. WNIT champions defeating Virginia Tech 65-57.
I mean, it's definitely a very bittersweet feeling. We're obviously really honored that we got the chance to keep playing and we get to go out on a win. So that's obviously a really special experience, but it's going to be sad taking it off and knowing, you know, we're not going to be putting it back on to come out back in front of all the crowd and with our teammates. So it'll definitely be hard, but at least it's on a win.
The goal at the beginning of the season wasn't a WNIT appearance. It was an NCAA appearance. The Hoosiers, who struggled to start the season, rallied, and that's what makes part of this journey special.
That's one of the most memorable things about this year. At the beginning, we were struggling, and it was kind of frustrating, and we were a new team. We had a lot of freshmen that were playing a lot of minutes, and we stuck together and kept working. We spent a lot of time on the court and in the film room with our coaches that helped us kind of get things turned around, and I think that makes it all the better because we worked so hard, and it was just it was through that hard work that we were able to do that.
While Cahill and Buss were the leaders on the court, there's no doubt in Amanda Cahill's mind who the leader off the court is.
Coach Morin coming in, she just always has had a lot of confidence in both me and Tyra, and that's helped us out a lot, both kind of like you mentioned, on and off the court. She's always in her office and available to talk to. And then when we're playing, even if we're missing shots or we're not doing well, she's always there to say that you got the next one or you can do it. And it just means a lot coming from your head coach because I know a lot of people's situations aren't like that. So I think that we're just really fortunate to have that confidence coming from someone that is basically our leader.
The Hoosiers' turnaround included 14 wins in their final 16 games and now cutting down the nets and lifting the WNIT trophy. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.